Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, Ruben.
Hi, Teddy.
So I want you to imagine one of the biggest influencers that you know.
Okay.
A multi-millionaire.
All right.
A fashion influencer.
Okay.
A mother of four goes missing. This isn't nobody. She's recognizable. How long does it take for the police to find her?
Like a week.
Less than 2 weeks.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, and the police, they track her down. What's interesting is that the last person to see her was her driver, the brother of her ex-husband.
Ex-brother-in-law.
Her ex-brother-in-law. And then after that, through police work, they find her, her dismembered body. Hi, I'm Teddy.
And I'm Ruben.
And welcome to A Briefcase. Today, we're covering the murder of Abby Choi. So this is an ongoing case, and we're going to try our best to cover what we know that has happened and the arrest made. But I think because it's still going on, nobody has been like properly charged or found guilty or innocent or whatever. So we're going to try our best not to speculate on this case as well. So let's start with Abby Choi. So who is Abby Choi? Abby was the eldest of three sisters, and at this time she was 28. So actually like really, really close in age to us. And so her family was from Hong Kong, and she was born and raised in Hong Kong. And it seems that her family's money came from construction, with the family having business dealings in China. So according to many news sources, her personal net worth, like just her alone, was about 100 million Hong Kong dollars, which is about 17 million Singapore dollars.
Oh, wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, right? For a 28-year-old, not taking into account like the entire family's money. And very objectively, you know, like people always say like beauty is in the eye of the beholder, but like just objectively, Abby is really pretty. And not that it should matter, but she was really very, very pretty.
Okay.
So she had long, dark hair. Her eyes were massive. Okay. And she had like the very classic V-shaped face.
Okay.
She was very dainty. So she was, I don't know why it was out on the internet, but it was estimated that she was about 40 kg.
Okay.
And she
How
was.
Do you know that? Right, okay.
You know, they always like have. Oh, because she modeled as well. So they had her stats.
Okay.
And she was about 155 centimeters tall. So that's like, I think like 5'1. Yeah. And if you look at the classic East Asian ideal of pretty, that was Abby Choi.
Okay.
And the thing is that she was smart, so she capitalized on her looks and her wealth. She was an influencer with more than 80,000 followers on Instagram, which is like quite respectable. And she wasn't just a social media influencer. She modeled and she appeared in magazines like Elle, Vogue. And literally just a couple of weeks ago, like and Jen early Feb, she was on the cover of a magazine. She was on the cover of L'Officiel in Monaco. And being part of the fashion elite, she also attended Paris Fashion Week. She had Birkins. She was photographed a lot. She was just all around like very classic, the rich and the beautiful.
Okay.
But she also had depth. She was the co-founder of something called Paomes, P-A-O-M-E-S, charitable organization, which was an animal rescue. And there's actually a story of her rescuing a cat that was injured on the street, that was like literally dying, and she bringing it home, nursing it back to health.
Okay, that's nice.
Yeah. So now we also need to talk about her personal life. when Abby was 18, which I think is really young, like 18 was like going into uni, she got married to a man called Alex Kwong, who was the same age as her. And they had two kids, and the marriage lasted for about 3 years, and then they got divorced.
But she had two kids between 18 and 21, 22.
Yeah. But even after they got divorced, Abby, who's like 18 to 21, like at that point of time, she would have been like 22, 23. She took care of her ex-husband's family. And even after she got remarried, she continued taking care of her ex-husband's family.
What do you mean taking care?
Okay, wait, so we're going to get to that. But first, okay, just very briefly, she got remarried to Chris Tam Chak Kwan, who is the son of Tam Chap Kwan, who is the founder of Tam Jai Yunnan Mi Sian, which is a chain of delicious restaurants and like legit massive money, because they have a couple of branches, not like one branch in Singapore. They have a couple of branches in Singapore.
Okay.
In like Chinatown, in Bishan, in Vivo City. It's like Hong Kong soup noodles. I think we might have eaten it before.
Maybe. I don't remember the names. But yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, her new family really loved her and she loved them. She went out of her way to hang out with her mother-in-law, bring her out for dinner, buy her presents. And so Abby and Chris, they had another two children. And Chris, he was a very good father and he was a very good stepfather. And he really stepped into the role. And the thing is that they had like a ceremony, but they never registered their marriage for some reason, which isn't really a big deal, but it was just something that was reported on.
As in they had a ceremony, but they didn't register their marriage, so they weren't married.
Like, I mean, they did the whole marriage ceremony thing, but they didn't sign their...
But that means you're not married.
I mean, he's considered like her husband and the stepfather of her two kids.
Okay.
Yeah. So now we're gonna go back to her ex-husband, Alex. Now, Alex was the same age as Abby, so he's 28. And his family was more than a little bit shady. So we'll start with Alex first. At this point of time, like right now and for like the past period of time, Alex is reported as unemployed.
Okay.
But according to the same reporting, he's actually technically on the run because he's on the run because of a gold investment scam. And we have some details, but not too many details. So we know that he's a bit of a shady person. And what actually happened is that he defrauded four people of about 1 million Hong Kong dollars between 2014 and 2015. And that's about 170,000 Singapore dollars. So he was on the lam, technically. Okay. And we know that he was the dad of Abby's first two kids, which is a son and a daughter. Now, we also need to talk about Alex's dad, who's Abby's father-in-law. So, Alex's dad was called Kwong Kao, and he is 65 years old, and he was a former policeman. And so, being a former policeman, you would think that he's, like, not a gross, shady person.
Sure, okay.
But he is...
It's a Hong Kong police.
Hong Kong police, yes.
I don't know much about them. But yeah, sure.
Yeah, so sometime in the early 2000s, he got a long service award. It seems that he was at some point the chief of a police station, like a police chief. Okay. And at some point, he was also a sergeant. But what's really shady is that just a couple of years after his long service award, he was accused of rape or sexual assault while investigating a case. Okay. And so because of that accusation, he resigned. And because of his resignation, it was never pursued. So we don't actually know if he was guilty of that or not. Which sounds a bit weird because I was
like... Well, they stopped investigating.
Yes, exactly. So it sounds a bit like it was covered, but like... That speculation, which is something we're trying not to do on this episode.
Right.
We know that he was cheating on his wife. Alex also knew that he was cheating on his mother. And he was cheating on his wife with a 47-year-old mistress. And he's 65. So that's something like a 18-year age gap or so. My math not so good.
Okay.
Yeah. And his mistress worked at a massage parlor. And I don't want to perpetuate the stereotype that massage parlors are all like covers for sex. But this particular massage parlor was clean, okay? So it's just that Alex's dad's mistress happened to be a masseuse there that okay. also happened to be a mistress. So now that's Alex's dad's mistress. And now Alex had an older brother called Anthony. And Anthony was even business partners with Abby in a food stall called Bear Bear Snack. So like Abby was really supporting, really intertwined with this family. And the whole family, it seems that they have issues with money. They have issues with employment. And so Anthony was actually sued by a bank for defaulting on a debt in 2019. So that's just 3 years ago. And the other thing is that Anthony and Abby were still close. She appeared in his Instagram photos. And when he couldn't find a job, or like when he was looking for a job, Abby hired him to be her driver, to be her chauffeur. And it says that she actually helped him when he was buying a house. So I'm not sure if she helped pay for the down payment, if she was a guarantor, or if she helped him with a personal loan, but it was reported that she helped him with the purchase of a house. This is very involved for somebody who is your ex-brother-in-law. And finally, we have to talk about Alex's mom. So Alex's mom was a retiree, but she was also declared bankrupt in 2017.
This is the ex-wife of the police guy.
No, they're still married.
Oh, just mistress.
Right? Mistress, yes. So this is Abby's ex-mother-in-law. One interesting thing about Abby's like continued support of this family is that she actually bought a house in the Ho Man Tin area of Hong Kong. And this house was bought with the assumption that it was going to be an investment property. Something like a flip, you know? Like you buy, you hold, and then you sell.
Okay.
And the house was valued at anywhere between 67 million to 70 million Hong Kong dollars, which is about 11 million Singapore dollars. So you assume like a really... For the longest time, and up to the point where this incident happened, her ex-husband and his family were living there, which I think is like really generous.
Yeah, quite generous.
And the maddest thing is, remember her ex-husband was unemployed, and by the way, also still on the run for his gold investment scam. She was paying for his daily expenses. So like, do you remember the movie Parasite?
Yeah, the one that won the Oscar.
Yeah, so a lot of people were comparing this family to the family in the Parasite movie.
Okay.
Yeah. So now this is a lot of backstory. So just to recap, we've gone through Abby, her ex-husband Alex, her ex-husband's father, who was a policeman, her ex-husband's brother, who is her driver, and a little less important to the case, her ex-husband's mother and her ex-husband's dad's mistress, so her ex-father-in-law's mistress. Right. It's a lot. Sometime 2 weeks ago, and that would have been either late January or early February 2023, Abby goes missing. Now, we know that Abby is a good mother. We know that Abby's a dedicated mother. By all accounts, she loves her kids so much. So when Abby doesn't pick up her daughter from school, alarm bells go off and the police is called in. And the thing is that when you are so rich and you go missing, everybody is alarmed. Could this be like another kidnapping thing as well?
Right, yeah.
So the police is called in, and through CCTV footage and through like accounts, it's suspected that the last person to see her is her driver, Alex's brother, Anthony.
Okay.
And it takes some time, and not because the police are incompetent, because it's reported that during the investigation, the people involved intentionally misdirected them. People like Alex's mom.
Oh, like misdirected how? They don't say?
Yeah, like they don't say, or they're like, oh, maybe I saw this, maybe I saw that.
Okay.
Yeah, and eventually the police managed to track down a home in the Tai Po district, and allegedly, according to some sources, this home was rented by Alex's father's mistress, her father-in-law's mistress. And her
father-in-law's mistress was renting
another home.
Like a very ulu home.
Yes.
Okay.
And in this house, they find a house of horror. So it's said a lot of times that this feels like a very premeditated thing. And there have been accusations thrown out that the father-in-law was the one who planned this because he was upset about something. Okay. So the house had a meat grinder, like a proper meat grinder, and those are like hard to find. You have to go and buy them.
Right.
An electric saw, two types of meat cleavers, a hammer, face shields, and one of the first things they found were her legs in the fridge.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. And the police described it that the ground floor of this rented home had been prepped to dismember a human body. And when they looked through the kitchen, they found two pots of soup. In the soup, there was minced meat, and it's believed the soup contained Abby's body. And for some reason, they even mixed it with like radishes and carrots. It's super messed up.
That's very weird.
Yeah, and they also found minced meat tissue. So, like, you know, they had the meat grinder. They found minced meat tissue scattered around the property as well. And so, for some time, they were looking for her torso, her hands, and her head as well. And in a couple of days, her skull and some of her ribs, they were found in another pot. And so, her ex-husband and his family, they were arrested. From the most recent source, Alex doesn't seem to have been charged yet. But also, in the face of such explicit evidence, I think it's very hard to not find him guilty, you know? And so he was arrested on Saturday. So this Saturday, on the 25th of February. And oh no, even though he committed this terrible crime, he was feeling sick. So he was taken to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. But was he really sick? He was not, I think. Somehow, he managed to evade the police and he was caught on a pier, specifically Tang Chan Pier on Lantau Island, trying to run away with 4.5 million Hong Kong dollars worth of cash and luxury watches. So that's about $774,000 worth of money and watches. And so when you actually look at this case, when you look at the fact that the father-in-law was an ex-police sergeant, ex-police chief, I don't know how they thought they could get away with it, because there's even like CCTV footage of Abby and the brother, the driver. And I know at the start of the case, I said that we wouldn't speculate. So this is not speculating. This is speculation from news sources like Mothership and the Straits Times. Is that it's speculated that her ex-brother-in-law, Anthony, was the one who lured her into the car to drive her to the house. And it is also speculated, there's a suspicion that she was attacked while she was in the car because her skull had a blunt force injury on it. And so now her ex-husband has been caught. Her ex-husband's father and brother have also been charged with the murder. His mom has been caught and arrested for obstructing the case. And now they're still looking for the rest of her body. Right. And her family, of course, is devastated. And her husband has promised to take care of all four children who are currently in the care of Abby's mom. And we'll just have to see how this goes. But if her ex-husband's family really did it, they would be like just the worst people, because she was already like making sure that they were supported, that they had like a good relationship with the kids, everything.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to ask. Like, there's, I mean, it's all speculation, but none of the news sources have speculated on a motive.
Oh, yes. So they said that the reason why what the father-in-law planned this was because Abby was planning to sell the house that they were living in. During this planning, she offered to have them relocated to probably another home. And knowing how she's described the house that she would have planned to relocate them, would it probably have been as nice as the house that she was selling.
So that's not really motive, right? As in,
but he didn't want to move. The father-in-law didn't want to move. But
that's extreme speculation then.
Yeah, that's extreme speculation. Like,
that's not
going
to hold up very much. Like,
yeah.
It was me trying to do this case. Like, it's very difficult. I mean, people can say that it's easy to blame this family based on circumstantial evidence. But it's hard for me to pin down a motive for them to have committed this right now.
Yeah.
And that's problematic.
There is also a lot of chatter on TikTok, on Crime Talk, which I should probably join at some point, that the family felt very bitter about her divorce and remarriage. And again, this is like crime TikTok speculation, because of how parts of the body were disposed of, like how she was cooked into soup when her new family, when her new father-in-law's business is soup.
Right. Yeah. It'd be interesting to see how the case turns out.
It could be a combination of things.
Yeah, maybe.
just keeping our fingers crossed that the police manage to find Abby and her family gets justice and closure. Thanks for being on the show, Ruben.
Thanks, Daddy.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of A Brief Case. And because this is an ongoing case, at some point we'll probably have a follow-up. But I think this is one of the most shocking cases that I've read about in recent times. Like, everybody's talking about it.
Right. Yeah, even in the Singaporean media, right, it's being reported.
Yeah, it's everywhere. Horrific. Yeah, so hope everyone is staying safe out there. And if you know anything or if I missed on anything, feel free to reach out at A Briefcase Podcast on Instagram and do join us next week for
another briefcase.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.